Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama. Smooth.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Sitting here in Smooth Drama headquarters. And tonight we have a special show, because tonight we have the rap group The Blues Brothers. And we'll be playing their song here called Love Life, featuring Jagged Edge. So, if you got any questions, or, well, no questions, listen to the song. Enjoy.
Cannon, look, Cannon.
Motown on a takeover. Cannon Blues Brothers. They like when we do this.
I'm a single man, a rubber band man. Yeah. Money in my hand, and I don't give a damn. Hey, what's your love?
Tell my ladies,
like,
Brian,
like,
with us.
What's your love life like? Right,
look, Cannon. Damn.
All my bitches rhyme with us. Come fuck with the kid. Jagged Edge on this one. Shout out to the twins. Shout out to Brad. Can't forget Corey from New Brunswick. Shout out to Chop. Shout out to nigga Ben. Key, what up?
That ain't what you want. I took you somewhere private. Anywhere to me and you can get a little quiet.
You riding down the highway.
Piece of 30 grand on the chain. Every day I'm on stage, keep the A's on the frame. For me to be
beat around the tree, I see it, then I snatch it. Brown paper bag stack stuffed in the mattress. Ad lib, we chillin' and relaxin'. Blowin' the jacuzzis with the spade and the glass. Yeah, all type of bags. And you can get the keys to the Jags and the rocks on the ring. Should've seen with the tags. The cash in, you win the girl, how you gon' gain the access? Take it to the hood and take it, man, and he's a handbag. Set off your vision, put the Gucci on your glass. Take it to another level where you're above average. European with my mahogany up on the dash. When we gettin' in the wind blow, listenin' to Jagged.
All right. That was the Blues Brothers with Love Life featuring Jagged Edge. And you are live on Smooth Drama with Dick Hugger. And the Blues Brothers should be calling in any minute now, along with our esteemed co-host, well, my esteemed co-host, Butter Pecan, live from Memphis at the Urban Network Expo. Anyway, we shall keep it rolling. As most people know, well, not know, but most people are watching the game right now. Tied up, LA and Orlando. 1 minute left. Game's in the balance. Most people know that I definitely have a anti-Laker bias going. I am so for the Magic. It is ridiculous. And I think the Magic, just so people know, I think the Magic has some of the worst uniforms in basketball history, with them white pinstripes in the middle of their blue. That's just, oh, for lack of a better word, gay, shiny, metrosexual, whichever one you want to call it. Anyway, if you want to call the show, there's a topic you want to speak on, please feel free to break us off a call at 646-929-2037. Or if you're too shy to break us off a call, you want to hit us up with an email, you can email us at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Also, if you want to keep up with us, stay connected to us, future events, different things that we're sponsoring out there, you can text us the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411. Now, as I said, we're watching the basketball game. Everybody's watching the basketball game. Well, a lot of people are watching the basketball game. Segueing into something that has nothing to do with the basketball game, but actually has something to do with the basketball game. I don't know if a lot of people remember the referee, Tim Donaghy. He of the taking money from mobsters and also stealing, well, not stealing, but selling tips to his homies in fixing games, of which he received some time. Well, it seems that Mr. Donaghy will be getting released from prison on June 17th. He's getting released early from prison because he needs surgery resulting from an assault by another inmate. I guess Mr. Donaghy was attacked by another inmate who claimed that he had ties to the New York mob. He was also supposedly threatened that he would be shot in the head and his kneecaps would be broken. Mr. Donahue suffered knee injuries, and I guess they were confirmed via X-ray and MRI, which was taken 3 to 4 months after the attack, which is weird. And the attacker was removed from the facility and locked down in a higher level facility. But, you know, the fact that it would take 3 to 4 months to X-ray somebody who's attacked, wow. I never want to go to that doctor. I know it's a prison, but damn, 3 to 4 months after? That's kind of tough. And I guess the homie is going to get out. He's going to get out a day before just in case there's a chance there's a game 7 in the basketball series, depending on who wins tonight. You know, because if Orlando wins tonight, it's 2-2, and there's more than likely a chance that they have a shot at winning one more game and getting to a game 7. As opposed to them losing the night and going down 3-1. So, Mr. Donahue, he of the fixing NBA Finals games and fixing other games, well, supposedly he didn't fix NBA Finals games, but most of us who watch NBA games would tend to think that, yeah, whatever games he was working, he probably was fixing, and he did work some NBA final games. But we're not going to get deep into that. We're just going to say that it's great timing for him because he'll be getting out, and supposedly he has a book that he's going to be writing, his memoirs. So maybe he'll get his $1 million break or whatever. I just have a problem with a guy who fixed games, and he'll be able to write a book and just basically be able to profit off of doing something illegal. There's something wrong with that. And as I look over, them Lakers look like they're going to pull it out. They're up 96-91. So I am definitely drinking my anti-Laker Kool-Aid because, as most of you know, I am anti-Laker to the fullest. And when they win, I'm still going to hate on them. That's just me. That's me being a dick, I guess. All right. Now, speaking of $1 million, it would be a good thing it would be a good thing to be in an Israeli dump right now. An Israeli woman mistakenly threw out a mattress which had $1 million inside, which, of course, made her go through a frantic search. She's, oh, my God, I threw out $1 million. So she's searching all the dumps in her area because, I guess she told Army Radio that she had brought her elderly mother a new mattress as a surprise and threw out the old one, only to discover that her mother had hidden her life savings inside. And she threw $1 million in cash money away. Now you can imagine the look not only on her face but on mom's face. Like her heart's in the right place. She's of course, hey, you know what? I bought you a new mattress, mom, because I love you. Of course, mom is like, what the hell did you? What the hell did you say? You bought me a new mattress? What did you do with the old one? Oh, we threw that old thing out. Oh, my God. My life savings is in that mattress. Over $1 million. Yeah. So, as you can guess, they're going through all the trash in their area. I mean, I know I would. You're kind of speechless on this one here because you're thinking, wow, she, I mean, in trying to do the right, I mean, well, maybe it just comes down to the fact that older people who don't really believe in the bank, they stuff mattresses. So before I throw out a mattress, I'm going to gut it and go all through it and look for cash. Even the new mattress that I almost gutted, when I read this story, I almost gutted the mattress that I have now. Like, shit, somebody could have had this before me, and I could come up. You know, I mean, it's a thought. You never know. So all you people throwing out old mattresses, old couches, you know, you throwing away grandma, grandpa, your parents' old furniture, you might want to get that. You just might want to search through it. Now, some of you might find some rats and some other stuff you probably don't want to find. But, hey, you never know. You might come up on some cash. And on that note, we're going to go on a break. And we'll be right back after this station identification break.
Together you guys.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, and I believe we have my girl Butter Pecan on. Let's see. Hello?
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, Butter! You're
hey,
on the air.
I am on the air. Unfortunately, my guest didn't meet me in the lobby. I'm in Memphis, y'all.
Butter's in Memphis, y'all.
I'm in Memphis at the Urban Network Entertainment Summit. Hey, have you heard of somebody called The Dream? I guess
The Dream.
He goes on the. Oh, you know what? Oops. Dick wouldn't know because he doesn't pay attention to that type of music. But I guess he toured with Keisha Cole. But anyways, yeah, I'm out here and I've seen many, many different types of groups. And, you know, some are good, some are bad, some are indifferent. So, but, you know, I'm out here having a good time.
Hold on. What is indifferent?
Indifferent is I can't make up my mind whether to stay or leave. So, you know, when they're playing, I think they're getting good, and they do something really, like, hit a wrong note.
What do you mean you think they're getting good?
Well, you know, you start off kind of slow, and it's like, okay, they're working their way up. They're working their – okay, maybe they're just nervous at the beginning of the song. But then, you know, afterwards, it sounds like they warm up, and then all of a sudden, you know, they're bad again. It's like, nah. But – so far, you know, there's been some good groups, and we've been having some fun, meeting some interesting people, top of the food chain type of people. I'm gathering some information. Top of the food chain. Top of the ones that make the decisions whether you're going to be famous or not.
I want to be famous.
Well, hey, that's what I'm doing out here. That's what I'm doing out here.
I got my new outfit on. You missing
what
my
outfit
old
is that?
Outfit. I got.
You got what?
I got some new glasses.
Some new glasses.
Got
how about that hair, man? Now, I've been telling everybody about my co-host, Dick Hugger, when I tell them about the show and they stop and they give me that look.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, I know. Clown is in.
Yeah, the people who are watching it live, Smooth Drama TV, can't hear you.
Right.
Yeah. So for those who are watching, those who are watching live on Smooth Drama TV, you have to listen to it on Blog Talk.
Oh, because Dick Hugger's speakers on his computer aren't that powerful?
No, actually, I am on my headset. I have both my headsets that I'm using.
And there's a problem there. There's an issue because people should be able to hear me on the television. But that's okay. Well, anyways, having a good time networking out here with Smooth Drama, trying to get some guests. People are very interested in being on the show. You tell them who you are, what you do, and all of a sudden they all can sing.
Then they start
handing you coasters, and you're like, "What? Oh, okay, I'll put this on my coffee table if I had one." But
you said
coasters. Coasters. You know what those things are? Those round discs.
Oh,
on the table?
At first, I thought you said coasters. I'm sorry.
Coasters, C-O-A-S-T-E-R-S.
Yes,
I get a lot of those out here.
I'm glad.
Man. I had to elaborate on that one. But we were getting a lot of coasters out here. So, like I said, you tell them what you do, and all of a sudden everybody wants to give you their CD and talk to you about being on the radio. And then I've been asked what type of format you have by some, top people, and I give them that. But a pecan look. What the hell are you talking about? But,
what is
the name Smooth Drama. Like, what? You want me to, what are you asking me? You know, the big eyes and huh? The kind of look I give you, Dick, when you walk in the door. That's the kind of look I give Dick.
Yeah, okay.
Well, isn't that a sight to see? Yeah, okay. But, networking, and I explain where Smooth and Drama come from. I tell them to go to the website so they can figure out why the hell did this guy name himself Dick Hugger. So it explains that all on the website. So, I'm sending them to the website, and people are kind of, okay, you got it, all right, yeah. I said, only on Tuesdays and Thursdays, man. So getting some new listeners, going to get some new blood in there to talk from all over the place. I have another day tomorrow and Saturday. Not done yet. I actually got to hang out with
Trey
Smooth. Trey Smooth.
Hold on. You're a day off, but tomorrow is not Saturday. You are partying
hard. I said I'm out here Friday and Saturday.
Oh, I thought you said tomorrow and Saturday.
Tomorrow and Saturday.
Hey, I'm old. I can't hear no more.
Can't hear, man. You old. So I will be out here. I got to hang out with Trey Smooth. I get to hear them perform on stage along with some other artists that we hear out there. And I'm going to try and get, a little bit of time with them in front of the camera, recording a lot of good information. And just, like I said, meeting new people. I'm out here with my friend Tamara Ace. Hey! I got in a cab that went down the wrong way on a one-way street. And, I wanted to inform him in a calm manner that, isn't this a one, without panicking, because I didn't want to panic and
carry
out. I did not want to peck Tammy out, so I remained calm, and I said, isn't this a one-way street? And then he said, I do this all the time.
Huh?
What?
Because you just move like that, right?
I'm just I was trying to be smooth, but, because I didn't want to, cause too much drama and, freak Tammy out or freak out the cab driver, because I was freaking out. And he said, oh, I do this all the time. And I was like, we are not getting back in the same damn cab. You know, and then somebody tells me, I almost got run over by the trolley the other night. I was like, oh, hell no.
Almost got ran. He said that to you?
Yeah, No. It was, he almost got run over by a stagecoach, you know, with the horse and carriage.
Wow, how did
and
you
And I looked at him. I looked at him, I was like, what? I'm, you know, looking down the street like, what? So, you know, some happenings out here. It was pretty funny. And then, you know, we are looking for barbecue for Tammy because someone told her she needed to eat barbecue. So, you know, the closest thing we got to barbecue was some toasted ravioli.
Well, here's the thing. I want to say that anybody who may get offended by me saying this, don't get mad. I'm just telling the truth. You can tell the quality of the food by the size of the people. Are there some nice-sized people down there?
Yeah, there's some nice-sized people down here.
Okay, then food's good.
But good food, food. Fud?
Food? What?
Is good? Okay, Fud. You said Fud.
No,
or did I say
Fud?
I said Fud.
You said Fud or whatever the hell you were talking about.
Well, they keep telling us, you know, John, we are a block away from where Martin Luther King got shot.
Okay.
We're going to go and check that museum out before we leave because we don't leave here until Sunday morning at god-awful early in the morning. But crack of dawn. So,
ass
yeah, get my little. Ass crack of dawn. Okay.
Ass crack of dawn.
You know, we've got another full days of just networking and talking and having a good time. The people next to us are cooking cookies, and you know me. Gotta go get the cookies.
Actually, I don't know you.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
Gotta have the cookies.
All right. Well, you know, speaking of cookies and all that, our president said something today that probably going to get him in trouble with some of the people down there. Well, he said, he was over in Wisconsin, Green Bay, and he's pushing a health care agenda where, of course, he says we can ease health costs through diet and exercise.
Okay.
Yeah, he says Americans can do much to take the cost pressures out of the healthcare system
by having diet and exercise.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get off the subject just a tiny bit, just because I'm curious, and I know that you have your TV on. Who won the basketball game?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know who won.
How? You don't have the game on?
Why? I've already said who won, and I don't want to talk about it.
Lakers won.
Yeah, somebody won.
Who won?
One of the teams that was playing.
Will you just tell me who won?
Why?
I want to know. I'm not asking you to talk about it. I'm just asking a question that you could answer.
Okay.
I'm having to talk about it.
That team from Southern California won.
Okay. Why can't you say Lakers?
Because I don't want to say their name right now.
Okay, whatever. You and somebody else can just kiss my ass.
Right. I am not a Laker fan. And
I know that.
And when they win it.
Yes, I know that. I know that. So let's move on to the next subject. You didn't want to talk about it, so we move on. Okay.
Right.
So you were the one. Okay.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm sure you were yelling at the damn TV.
Getting back to our president.
Yeah. So why would it upset people down here?
Because he hosted a town hall meeting on health care because actually Green Bay, which is kind of surprising, is a model city for health care pragmatism.
Oh, okay.
They've managed to control their spending, and they've also upgraded their care. And
what did he say this today?
Yeah, he said this today. And the funny thing is, their congressman, Steve Kagan, is actually a doctor.
Oh.
Yeah, and so he came out and said, if we could make the rest of the nation practice medicine the way that Green Bay does, we could have a higher quality of...
Actually said that.
Yeah, and lower
cost. Wow, and wow. Are people criticizing it already?
Well, I'm sure somebody's going to say something about it because, obviously...
Fox News?
You know, I mean, because people are offended by everything. I mean, I don't know if you heard about the Israelis were offended because he was shown talking on the phone to the Israeli prime minister with his feet up. And I guess in that region, you're showing the soles of your feet is an insult.
Oh, didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. And, you know, quite frankly, I could give a damn.
You don't give a shit.
Yeah, it's like, seriously, y'all get over yourselves. You people are over there shooting each other and blowing each other up, and I'm thinking the least of your problem would be somebody's shoes.
Right.
But the least of your problem.
People are really into their customs, so.
Yes, they are.
Fault them for that. Okay, we have customs here that when we tell, you know, we try and teach our kids, of course, not teaching it very well, but in other countries, their customs are their customs, and it, you know, means more to them than anything. Anything.
Yeah.
So, I just can't believe somebody would, it was somebody in the U.S. that said that, or?
No, this was some people over in Israel who saw photos of our president with his, and they saw his souls, and they were offended.
Yeah, and also people read into some things that they just don't need to read into, but
right.
Okay.
Yeah, speaking of reading into something, there's a woman who was arrested in my favorite state,
Florida.
She was trying to, let me say her name. Jenny Cisneros, who is 40 years old, was trying to save a few bucks on her flight from Miami back to her Oregon. So she paid for one seat for her twins. It worked on the flight down to Miami, but the return flight, the police escorted her off the plane and into a squad car. She was charged with grand theft, and she is in a women's detention center. And the judge set her at a bond for $5,000.
Well, I don't understand. How did she buy a ticket for her twin to save money?
Well, she bought one seat instead of two seats.
Okay.
And so... they said that Continental Airlines said that she defrauded them of $491.20. And they said they did not plan on pressing charges against her.
But
and they dispute that she even made it on the plane.
Oh.
I guess the problem was it started when she was caught with a duplicated boarding pass for the 2-3-year-old girl.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was wrong on her part, but putting her in jail, I mean, just saying, hey, you can't get on the plane unless you pay for the extra ticket, that seems like that would have been the easier solution.
Right.
But in Florida, they don't believe in easy solutions.
Well, why shouldn't they?
Yeah, they put you in jail.
Okay, well, you got to make an example.
Yeah, they made their example. They made their point.
Right.
The point was made like a mug.
So, okay. I guess,
I just think that's a little harsh. That's all.
Well, you got to teach people not to do certain things. And in order to do that, you've got to enforce what they have in place. So.
Yeah.
But, okay.
Yeah,
you're picking on Florida, that's all.
Slight problem with Florida. That's all. I mean, I don't hate all Floridians. I'm just saying.
It's not slight. It is not slight. You do not like people. You don't like Floridians.
No, I don't hate Floridians. I'm just saying that there's some stuff that happens.
Yeah, so you don't like them.
All right.
But that's okay.
Moving on to New York.
Right.
Now, New York. This is a different kind of story. Police were ticketing a van with a dead man inside. I guess he had been...
What?
Yeah, police had been putting tickets on a minivan in Queens.
Yeah.
And I guess the father had been laying there for weeks. The window was open, and the daughter is like, hey, I don't understand how nobody noticed him. They just gave him tickets. Like, I guess they're thinking that there's a guy. I mean, you figure that you would see a guy laying in the van. Instead of giving him the ticket while the van is sitting, you might want to, hey, buddy, it's like...
Move the car.
Right, move the car or something.
Well, if they keep ticketing and see that there's all those tickets on there, wouldn't you think that they think, okay, this car's not going to move?
Right. Well,
something's wrong, or tow it, or something.
Right. Well, you think that if there's a guy sitting in it, say something to said guy.
Yeah.
Then they would have found out it was 59-year-old George Morales who had died of a heart attack.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. I guess the cops eventually made the discovery and they called her at like 6:45 a.m. And they said that in the autopsy, they just found skeletal remains, no organs.
What?
So that means he had been there for a while.
Can you say that again? There was what?
There was just skeletal remains, no
organs. Had been there that long.
Yes, he had been there that long.
And nobody noticed.
Nobody noticed.
And was it Parkland Alley or something?
No, it was on the underpass. New York and the cops. I mean,
were people walking by?
Had to be. I mean, obviously the cops were passing by because they put several tickets on it.
Unbelievable.
That's really unbelievable. But, hey, that's Popo for you.
Wow.
Am I allowed to say Popo on the air?
I don't know. Is that racial heat rehab?
No, because Popo
Does everybody understand what Popo is?
Popo, most people know that Popo is the police. I mean, I'm trying not to insult swine by saying pig.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, I hate to have to say this, but because we've been networking out here for most of the day, the phone that I am on, the battery is going to die.
Oh.
So
okay.
I've got to cut. I wanted to call in and say give a shout out to all the listeners. Hey. networking the show. Wanted to give a shout out to you, Mr. Hugger, to let you know that, you know, I'm still out here in Memphis having a good time. And, you know, I'm trying to get some acts for us to interview. Unfortunately, you know, the act that performed today, they probably got caught up with some other group stuff. So we'll catch them another time.
They got caught up with some groupies?
No, there's no groupies here.
Oh, there's no
reason. Oh, no. This is a summit with just top executives, artists that want to be in the game, you know, labels.
No groupies?
No groupies. This is not for fans. This is not for fans of the groups. These groups perform for, like I said, labels, songwriters, producers, top executives, distribution deals, the rate, you know, people in charge of the radio. There are no fans here. You have to pay.
I should have came out there with my CD.
Yeah. You have to pay. The entrance fee to get in here is $200. So if you're a fan that want to pay $200 to get in, you know, hey, by all means.
You didn't want to hear the thunder rap?
No. So, well, to get you on stage is $1,500. So it's not playtime out here for people. It's not play. So. These people are spending a lot of bucks to get their music heard, and the people that are listening are top people. So that's who I'm hobnobbing with and trying to keep up. So
hobbing on the knob. Good job.
What?
Hobbing on the knob.
Having what?
Don't worry about it. I was making a play on your word.
Okay, all right. Hobnobbing. So,
yeah.
Phone beeping. So, I'm got to get off the phone. Thanks, everybody. And if you want to go to the station identification break?
Station identification break.
I'll talk to y'all later.
Bye.
Together, you guys. Drummer.
All right, back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, Bud of a Kind, checking in from the Urban Network Studio Expo down there in Memphis, Tennessee. She's down there hobnobbing on the knob and all that other stuff. Anyway, curious. People who listen to the song by the Blues Brothers, Love Life, featuring Jagged Edge, let us know if you like that song. If so, give us a holler at 646-929-2037. Or you can email us, yay or nay, whether you like the song or not, at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. And once again, to be kept up to date and connected to us, future events and whatnot, you can text us the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411 from your mobile device. We're anxious to hear from you. We want to know what's going on with you. How do you feel about the show? Also, how do you feel about the song that we played tonight, especially? Now, also, I haven't plugged the website. You got to go to smoothdrama.com and go to our store. I'm still waiting to see the Smooth Drama Thong Contest. I'm still not seeing it. You know, I'm not asking for a lot. Just the Smooth Drama Thong Contest. Female. Anyway, speaking of somebody who probably shouldn't get in the thong. Well, I guess she can get in the thong. Octomom. You know, I'm sure y'all heard of her. You know, Miss I Have 14 Kids. Came out and had the nerve to say, you know what? I think I screwed up my life. And I screwed up my kids' life. And I'm putting on this strong facade that I have to pretend like I don't regret it. Now, I got a problem with this heifer. And I haven't, for anybody listening to the show, you know, we really haven't talked about her. You know, because there was nothing really to say that was important about her. She's a woman that had 14 kids. And here in America, yeah, in this decade, well, not this decade, this generation, a lot of people haven't had 4 kids, much less 14. But, you know, 14 kids, it's not really a stretch. I mean, my grandma had 12, and I know a few people who had like 10, 12 kids, whatnot. It's no big deal. I don't know why she's famous for having 14. I know she had like eight at the same time, but hey, so what? Yeah, she had 8. Clap the hands that her uterus didn't fall out. That's it. Give her a cookie. But really, that's her claim to fame. Anyway, one. The heifer comes out and says she is putting up a facade that she don't regret having the kids. Now, yeah, I know the kids may not understand it now, but, hey, that's the stuff that you should never put out in the air saying that you regret having your kids or whatnot. You know, I don't know what kind of bullshit that is, but we not going to let that ride here at Smooth Drama. And then also, she's talking about, well, basically she's saying that all the kids share a biological father. And Miss Octomom is sitting up here saying, the more kids I had, the stronger connection I had with him. And I guess the kids are asking who their father is, but she refuses to identify him. Because they know, well, I guess she knows who he is, and I guess he has a wife and a family, which probably would suck for him if, you know, they came out and said something. But at the same time, it's like, you know, she's got a lot of nerve. I mean, one, she comes out here. I mean, first, I just got a problem. And this is a media problem. And I guess I'm part of the problem since I am part of the media, I guess. But the fact that she's famous because she has 14 kids when all these other people have had 10, 12, 14 kids and they're not famous, there's just something wrong there. You know, two, once again, getting back to the fact that her ass had the nerve to say, I have to put up the facade that I regret. I don't regret having the kids. Look, Miss Octomom, I know you out there trying to sell a book, sell reality shows, and get all the gifts that you want. But I'm gonna say, just don't say that bad that they're gonna make your kids hate you later on because you trying to be a media whore. Let it go. Alright? Just let it go. Take care of your damn kids and shut the fuck up. And that's my advice to you, Miss Octomom. Two fingers. peace. Moving on to a woman in this Craigslist thing. I'm like, wow. Would you even want to do anything on Craigslist now? I mean, it's starting to get to the ridiculous. Well, it's not even starting to get to a ridiculous level. It already is with the guy luring people robbing them and killing them from Craigslist and all these different Craigslist killers and rapists and whatnot. And now this story about the pregnant woman in Oregon, she was killed and her baby was stolen after she had responded to a Craigslist offer for free infant clothes. Now, this isn't necessarily an indictment of Craigslist because, on the whole, anywhere that they advertise this should not be at fault. You know, it's not Craigslist's fault that crazy folks, and I'm going to say crazy out of their goddamn mind folks, are out here putting out false advertisements so they can entice people so they can kill them and whatnot. That's not Craigslist's fault. You know, we just have to say that this is a people issue. Just like guns don't kill people, people kill people. It's a mentality. And this woman who killed the lady after putting out a false advertisement in Craigslist for free infant clothes. And I'm going to say the woman's name was Karina Elaine Roberts, who was 27 years old. And she was arrested after taking the newborn boy to a hospital where he died. And then it was determined that he wasn't Miss Karina Elaine Roberts' child. And what happened was they went back and found that she had been killed. Heather Snively, who was the mother, the real mother, they had moved from Maryland to Tigard, Oregon, and I guess she was killed and put in the crawl space. And I'm like, wow. And I guess the woman took the baby, and she was trying to pass off, I guess trying to say she was pregnant or whatever. And then she had a child, and of course neighbors were saying she had never been pregnant or whatnot, and that there's no way it was her child. And, you know, in them situations, I understand that, you know, if you can't have a child, a woman who can't have a child, you may want a child or whatnot. But, you know, you can adopt. There are plenty of unwanted children here in America. Sad to say. But there are plenty of unwanted children here in America that you can claim and give a loving home to. Although, I'm going to think that if you will resort to killing someone to steal their child, that you probably aren't fit to be a parent. I would tend to say that you're not fit to be a human being, you know, just to put that out there. Because to think that you want a child so bad that you would take someone's life for it. I mean, you can't get any more selfish than that. That's very, very selfish. You know, and I think we need to have a proper perspective here. You know, when we talk about things that are selfish and a mentality that's out here where when you can't get your way, instead of trying to find a workaround that wouldn't necessarily hurt anybody, you know, we have a mentality where we're like, fuck it. I'm just going to kill somebody and take their child. There's something wrong with that. You're not fit for human consumption. You know, those are people that I say we should build a prison in Antarctica. You want to be real about prison? Build a big, giant-ass prison in Antarctica. Drop their ass off in Antarctica. I'm thinking that that'll be a deterrent to these crazy folks that want to go out here and do these type things. Although, crazy is crazy, but in this situation, I'm thinking that she's got some issues that just can't be resolved through normal means. You know, it's just sad that someone lost their life and a child lost their mother because someone else is selfish enough not to go through the legal process. You know, which takes me back to another case, this Alabama man who was jailed for the honeymoon death of his fiance. Well, not his fiance, his wife. You know, this guy killed 6 years ago in Australia. David Gabriel Watson had pleaded guilty to manslaughter in October 2003, death of Tina Watson. At the time when she was drowned, it was about 42 miles off the coast of a place called Townsville. And what he had said was, he told police that his wife appeared to panic 45 feet underwater and drowned accidentally. Well, of course, the authorities found inconsistencies in his account. And they also found that this guy had actually maximized the life insurance and got himself made to be the beneficiary shortly before the wedding. And, of course, the insurance company confirmed that Mr. Watson had asked about the policy. Now, this goes back to what, Rick, you know, what people do for money. You know, one woman, she does it because she wants a child, whatnot, but she doesn't go the legal way. This guy, for the money, instead of trying to be an entrepreneur or whatnot, trying to get it through business ventures, capital, whatnot, he decides to make somebody fall in love with him and kill him on the honeymoon. I mean, damn. I guess you can say you can't get no more unromantic than that. That's about as unromantic as you can get. Not to make light of the death, but it's like, come on. People, where is the moral common sense here? You know, one, I watch Law and Order like everybody else. CSI, Bones, whatever. You always gonna get caught. How do you think you're going to get away with it? I mean, it's only two people that we've known that haven't been caught. No, well, O.J. got caught eventually, as well as Mr. Peterson, who went through four wives and I guess is working on his fifth. But we're not going to go there. That's our show, people. Thank you for listening to Smooth Drama. Hope you have a great weekend and look forward to hearing from you. Well, not here. Well, hopefully hearing from you. Hope to have you tuning in next Tuesday as we have a special show. We have my man, Concise, hip-hop artist. Be looking out for him. He's coming to drop some knowledge. Tuesday, 9 o'clock. People, have a good weekend and go Magic. I'm Dick Hugger. I'm out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.